From National Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. This music is from the orchestral suite Scheherazade, one of the most popular symphonic works ever written. And it was composed by a man who may have had a better instinctive feel for the symphony orchestra than any composer in history, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. And Scheherazade was far from the only piece by Rimsky-Korsakov that can still get a concert hall rocking. Here's something from another well-known suite, Lada. And Rimsky-Korsakov wrote one of the most instantly identifiable orchestral numbers ever, a piece that music lovers everywhere not only recognize, but can actually name, The Flight of the Bumblebee. But while Rimsky-Korsakov's music is now a staple in the world's concert halls, he spent the latter part of his career devoted to a different form of music, opera. And as it happens, some of the music we've just heard was actually born in the opera house. The Mlada Suite is from an opera of the same name, and the famous Flight of the Bumblebee was first part of the opera The Tale of Tsar Saltan. In all, Rimsky-Korsakov wrote some 15 operas, and today we have a rare chance to hear one of the most brilliant of them. Its title is a mouthful, The Legend of the Invisible City of Kitej and the Maiden Fevronija, and it contains some of the composer's finest music. On this edition of World of Opera, a vivid blend of Christian mysticism with age-old folk beliefs, The Legend of the Invisible City of Kitej by Rimsky-Korsakov, in a production from the Teatro Lirico in Cagliari, Italy, led by conductor Alexander Vadernikov.